If you'd like to get involved with Shoreditch Radio, or if you run any local projects or events, please contact us at info@shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Esky boy, Dano, out to all my people.
Hello, we're Beanbot.
Hi, this is Dean from Lois and the Love.
This is Roman from Breton.
I am Adam Partick.
I'm Orlando from the Maccabees.
I am Colin Peters.
I'm Lewis from Chapel Club.
Hi, this is Guy from Zee the Winter.
Hello, this is Carl Barat.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and you're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Yes!
Hello and welcome to this week's Theatre Full Stop podcast with your host Lucy Basaba. This week I'll be joined by writer Amy McGiven, who will be answering a few questions as well as having her play For What It's Worth performed by actors Faye Durham and Lewis Alcock. So please stay tuned for that. In this week's theatre news, it's been announced that the Vault Festival will take place between the 25th of January until the 5th of March 2017. Taking place in the underground arches of Waterloo Station, the Vaults will welcome a variety of shows exploring a range of themes. The festival, as always, promises to showcase bold and daring work. The full lineup will be announced soon, however, check www.thevaults.com. The London International Mime Festival will once again wow audiences with a carefully selected programme of work showcasing the genres of physical theatre, circus, puppetry, mask, and live art. This year's lineup will feature work from Gandini Juggling, Jolie Vian, and Silver Lining, and many other artists. For more information, visit www.mimelondon.com. Actors Awareness are currently accepting submissions for their next Scratch Night in February. The theme is working class, and the deadline is the 7th of January. Actors Awareness are fastly becoming a force to be reckoned with, having gained support from the likes of Ian McKellen in their efforts to champion the voices of tomorrow. To find out more about what they do, visit www.actorsawareness.co.uk. The Arcola Theatre have announced their next season of work. The season is titled Revolution, a response to the centenary of the Russian Revolution, which witnessed the end of Tsarist autocracy. Shows in the season include The Cherry Orchard, New Nigerians and Futurists. Finally, we're still taking submissions for the Pub Theatre Festival. The festival is open to applications from current students, graduates and emerging artists. The deadline for submissions is Saturday the 31st of December. To find out more about the festival, visit bbcwritersroom.co.uk. In this week's theatre listings, we have Dreamgirls, currently playing at the Savoy Theatre until the 6th of May. The Sleeping Beauty at the Royal Opera House from the 21st of December up until the 14th of March 2017. Red Riding Hood playing at Hoxton Hall from the 17th to the 24th of December. Mr. Popper's Penguins playing at the Criterion Theatre from the 17th to the 31st of December. And finally, Kiki's Delivery Service playing at the Southwark Playhouse up until the 8th of January. Hello and welcome to Amy McGiven, whose play For What It's Worth will be recorded in this week's podcast. Thank you very much for coming in today. First of all, a snippet of your play For What It's Worth will be recorded on today's podcast. How are you feeling ahead of the recording?
Terrified and nervous, but also really excited to hear it as well. So
lovely. Could you explain what the piece is about?
I suppose without giving too much away, it's about a young couple who are horrifically hungover and just going about their lives. Mm-hmm. And then something happens which really jeopardises their relationship. And it's about whether they can carry on and get over this and deal with it, or if this is just going to ruin everything for them.
What inspired you to write the piece?
I suppose just relationships in general, really. I'm kind of fascinated by how people communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And how that can impact in your life, really. Mm-hmm. And how with couples as well, we tend not to tell each other things until it gets to absolute boiling point and you have to. So probably that.
Have you written any other plays?
I have, yeah. I've written a few bits and bobs. I just wrote a monologue that was featured in a show a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on a few things at the moment, so getting there slowly.
Lovely. You'd have to come back in to maybe have one of your monologues recorded, or
yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, for sure,
definitely. What inspired you to start writing?
I always did acting at uni, and I kind of thought that's the only thing you could do. And then I snuck into a few creative writing lectures in the English Lit department. I thought, oh, this is really good. Like, I could do this. And you don't have to stand on a stage in front of people and wear horrible clothes. And then I just started doing that, really. And from there, it's just kind of evolved.
You've kind of answered this question already, but do you have a performance background?
I do, yeah. It really was bizarre going from, like, sitting on the stage to sitting at the side of the stage. It's a different experience for sure, but it's been really rewarding and I really enjoy writing.
And what advice would you give to aspiring playwrights?
Just get involved, really. Try and find as many opportunities as possible. Twitter's amazing. Just go to writer circles because you can get really good constructive feedback from people that actually care about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And just use all your mates, like get them to record things for you, get them to read things for you, especially if they're actors. It's really useful.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you.
And lastly, introducing Faye Durham and Lewis Alcock, who will be performing Amy McGivern's For What It's Worth. Enjoy.
Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Hands for feet.
Good choice.
I'd rather you have feet for hands.
Why?
Because then you could give me foot jobs all the time and it wouldn't be weird.
Definitely still weird.
Nah.
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do washing up. I couldn't drink that glass of water.
Go on.
You what?
Give it a go.
Good one.
You might be onto something. Go on.
I'm not going to be peer pressured.
Chicken?
I'll be five.
Chicken.
It's not going to work.
Chicken.
Stop it.
Chicken.
Well, I'm not a chicken. I'm a woman, so...
You're a chicken woman.
Fuck you. No, don't touch me. I'm too hungover.
Me too.
No, I feel worse. I drank everything.
You were a fucking mess.
Oh, don't.
You came up to me when I was talking to Ben and you were like, you, me, upstairs now, you stallion.
I did not say that.
All right, well, I added the stallion part, but the rest is absolute fact. Ask Ben.
No, don't. I just want to die. Why does this always happen?
I think it's funny.
I think I'm going to be sick. No, I'm okay.
Do you know what they say is the best cure for a hangover?
I'm not having sex with you.
Nice. No, to get back on it.
Awful advice.
It's true. You only feel so shit because your liver stopped working. Why do you think people drink Bloody Marys?
Because they like tomato juice?
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe I could stomach a gin and tonic, but put a whole cucumber in it.
No problem.
And some lemon and rosemary and ice.
No ice.
Why?
You ate it all yesterday.
I ate ice.
Yeah, you said you were on a diet after we had that Chinese.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I hate drunk me. She ruins everything for sober me.
She's your nemesis, babe. Do you know we haven't played in a while? Rock, paper, scissors, drink.
Worst game ever.
You're drinking it too slow. That liver is crying out for some gin.
Where's your drink?
I'll have a whiskey now.
Make it a double.
I'll make it a triple.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is not how you're supposed to spend a Sunday.
Would you rather we took a turn around Richmond Park and talked about her feelings?
I don't want to walk anywhere.
Me too. Although, I wouldn't say no to breakfast.
You know where the kitchen is.
Cold.
Did you see that girl yesterday?
The pregnant one? She was fucking huge.
Yeah, I don't know why she came out. She can't drink, she can't dance, stay at home.
Equal opportunities.
No, I'm not being a bitch, but what is the point? She waddles in, sits down, spends the whole night banging on about her swollen ankles. No one cares, Christine. We can all have a blubby baby, you know.
Feminism at its finest.
She was an eyesore.
Hush.
I'm ready for round two.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty to me.
No, a drink. I'm ready for another drink.
You absolute trooper.
How many more engagement parties have we got this month?
I think that was the first of three.
Great.
Fair play to them. They seem really happy.
Well, isn't that swell?
Speaking of people getting this shit together, my mum called yesterday.
Oh, to what do we owe the pleasure?
Offering us money again. She says we need to invest in her future.
Oh, Christ.
She said she'd been looking online and we can afford a deposit if...
Yeah, but it's not our money, so...
Well, it would be. She's offering it to us.
Yes, but we haven't worked for it. It's your mum's money. Well, it's your dad's, but I don't want to be a cunt about it.
Think of it as a long-term loan that we would never pay back.
She's such a sneaky bitch.
Well, that's unnecessary.
She's creating a wedge.
She was just trying to help.
We aren't a charity.
It would stop us pissing money down the drain, renting.
I like pissing down drains.
Would you consider?
No.
Let's play a game.
Let's play Put on a Film and Cuddle Me.
Shit game. Let's play Truth or Dare.
Okay, fine.
New rules. You drink every time you have a go.
Fine.
I'll start. I dare you to drink all of this.
I hate whiskey.
It's a dare.
Are you happy now?
Ecstatic. Your go.
Okay, and be honest. You have to be honest. Have you ever thought about anyone else when we've had sex?
Yes. Joanna Lumley.
Fuck off.
She has the appeal of a sexier older woman that you just don't have, my angel.
I mean, yeah, fine, okay.
Who do you think about?
Boris.
What?
You asked and I answered. Boris. I don't have to explain myself.
I'm not sure I want you to.
You'll go.
I dare you to drink that.
You've done that one.
Never gets old.
Okay, fine.
Yes! Fucking lads! Fucking
lads! Fucking horrible.
Go!
Is it true you have slept with a prostitute?
Not true.
Yes, true. Once in Prague, true.
Oh, come on.
I have heard from a reliable source that you did.
Who?
And it was many, many years ago, so I can't get annoyed.
Was it someone yesterday?
I don't even care. It was before you met the love of your life, so you might as well just tell me.
You want the truth?
Yes.
I went to a brothel. I paid the money, and I couldn't get it up. I told everyone that I did, but I didn't actually.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a good one. My go, then. What would you say if I asked you to marry me?
Hilarious.
No, seriously, what would you say?
Well, honestly, no. I don't think we're quite ready yet, but it's not because I don't love you. I just think, I don't know.
Okay, top up.
Please. What would you say if I asked you to marry me?
Yes.
What would you say if I told you I was pregnant?
I'd say that you weren't playing this game properly. It's my goal.
No, really?
I'd be excited, happy, terrified, all of the above.
Really?
Although I know a fuck all about babies. I don't even know how to burp one up.
Me neither.
From what I've seen on TV, and what I've kind of made up, you just sort of grab it, smack it on the back until it sticks on you. Kind of like this.
Oh, stop it!
I'm just getting my practice in.
Excited, happy, terrified.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you I was pregnant and I didn't want it?
I'd say that you're on the pill, so that is very unlikely.
What if I were to tell you that I'd forgotten to take my pill for a couple of days and we didn't have any condoms, so... What if I were to tell you that I had an appointment booked for next Tuesday and I completely understand if you don't want to come, but I've made up my mind and there's nothing you can do about it?
I'd want to know why you didn't tell me.
Because I didn't think it mattered. I was never going to keep it.
And do I not get a say in this?
Well, what is there for you to have a say in? It's my fucking body.
It's my fucking baby!
Barely!
Are you joking? But before I get upset, I need to know, are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Do we get to discuss this?
Nothing to discuss. It's done.
It's not done! How can you be so clinical?
Because I don't want to think about it.
Well, it's not just you!
I know, and you can say whatever you need to make yourself feel better, but it's done.
Stop saying it's done!
I could have not told you! I could have gone and you'd never have known.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you trying to break up with me?
No.
Are you trying to break my heart?
No.
Well, it's working.
I'm sorry.
How long have you known?
A few weeks.
And you've been drinking?
Yes.
And smoking?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't want it. You need to understand, I don't want it. I don't want to be a mum. I don't want to buy a house. I don't want to get married. I'm happy the way we are.
And what about I want what I want?
Me?
I'm sorry. I feel sick. Don't look at me! Don't touch me!
I'm sorry. For what it's worth, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd care.
Of course I care!
I was hoping to fix things before I had to tell you.
Fix things?! Are you fucking serious?!
I couldn't take any time off work!
You can't make a decision
not
to tell me things! That's not fair!
I wanted to give you the option to come next week!
I don't want to go!
That's fine.
I'm not sure it is. You didn't even give me the chance!
You think we're ready for a child? We can't even look after ourselves, let alone another human being. We stumble from hangover to hangover, bill to next bill to final warning to borrowing money. I have a £300 handbag and I haven't even been to the dentist in 5 years. We don't eat well, we bicker relentlessly. I haven't slept in months. We're nothing more than children in big clothes having a go at being adults. And I don't know about you, but I don't know what I'm doing, where I'm going or what I even want. So I'm sorry if you think that's not giving it a chance, but I think it's cruel. And I may be selfish or stupid, but I am not cruel.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's Theatre Full Stop podcast. This is the last one for this year, but please, if you want to find out more about what Theatre Full Stop do, visit www.theatrefullstop.com and tune in next year.